State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Sewerable Designs, Larson Brothers Concrete, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Doug Service and Marine, State Bank of Taunton, Boris Crop Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, CCM Health, Madison Dental Clinic, Jim's Market in Canby, Western Crop Protection, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Apparel Co-op Oil Company. State wrestling brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Appleton Area Health, Madison Bottling, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Therapy, Minneota Building Center. Other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Lock Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Fertiles Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFB Minneota.
Good, back here at the Excel Energy Center. Nick Wagner is out there.
One at 189 pounds for Canby. We got Nick Wagner, a senior, 43-6 in the finals, wrestling Nick Slater, a junior with a 47-5 record from Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. About a minute into the match here, neither guy has been able to do anything. A couple shots, they went out of bounds to the Wizards. And now they're mad, just kind of hand fighting, and it's part of wrestling. It's hard to explain, but you just kind of feel your opponent out at what you think you can do to him by doing different motions and grabbing wrists and stuff like that. So
looking for an opening to shoot in or whatever.
And there, Nick shoots in on a nice low, and now he takes it up into a high single and brings him down right on the edge of the mat for a takedown.
Nice takedown.
Nice shot. There was 25 seconds or 28 seconds to go on the clock.
Slater.
Well, Slater's coming around the corner, but Nick, he's laying down on those on both legs, and he's got to climb up the ladder, or he's going to get warned for stalling here. And there it is. No points with it, but that could factor in later. Slater was getting away, and Nick had both legs by the ankles and just hanging on, and he couldn't get up that body to get it locked in, and Slater kept kicking, and then the warning came. 7 seconds to go here, first period. Slater just kind of sits there, doesn't do anything, just takes the rest of the period off.
Goes to green. That's Slater, and he goes down. Start the second period. They're about the same size, height. Off the whistle, Slater trying to stand up. Now he does, and Nick can go.
Got to his feet, did a little spin around, and Nick just pushed him away.
Yep.
Both guys just standing there kind of trying to make motions, and then they jump off one of the steps or something. It looks kind of funny. They're not real active, but that's the respect you have to have when you're... This isn't just a regular duel here. Everybody here is tough, and so you can't push things.
Nick backs up to make sure that they stay in the middle of the circle.
1:15 to go here, second period. Nick still leading 2-1. Shoots in on that single again. Pulls it in on Slater. Got him up, bouncing around on one foot. Brings him down, but Slater's hanging on, and he gets it.
Got the takedown. He goes around the head. They're all on the edge of the mat. Slater, half of his body is out of bounds, but Nick is still in bounds.
Wagner's got the weave on the legs, so he's got Slater kind of pushed over on the one. Yep, now he gets his legs out of there. They're right out on the edge of the mat.
And he goes out.
45 seconds to go here in the second period.
4-2.
Slater gets set down in the middle.
4-1.
Yep.
My bad.
Off the whistle. Nick kind of just goes to the other side, starts on the
left side.
Yep. Starts on the left side of Slater and then just slides over to the right side. And Slater started getting to his feet. Nick just pushes him away. Now Slater shoots in on a high single coming out the back door on Nick. Nick's got a body lock around the waist of Slater, hanging on, hoping for a stalemate. 20 seconds to go in the period.
Got to watch that.
Potentially dangerous there. So.
Yep. Oh, they called it the illegal hold.
He had scissors on the head there, maybe. I didn't think his feet were touching, but so they give Wagner a technical point. Got a scissors on the extremity. You got a figure four of the extremities. It used to be the other way around.
Yeah.
You figure four the body and you scissored the extremities. Now it's you figure four the head and you scissors the body or extremities.
So next choice in the third period chooses down. Off the whistle, kind of backs into Slater. Wanted to see what he's going to do. Slater getting a little high on Nick.
He has the legs hooked in, though, but Nick has control of that one hand. He's pulling Slater real high on him right now. Slater's hanging on to one ankle, and he's got the legs wrapped in. So if he keeps hanging on. Now Nick comes out the back door. Like we said, Slater was just kind of sliding up Wagner's shoulders, and he just kind of played the game there, kept bouncing, and pretty soon Slater's high enough. He just grabbed that hand, brought him right over the top. So he takes a 6-3 lead right now.
Little moves, just moving all the time, but little, not big ones.
Got Slater pressed down on the mat right here, riding the left side of him hard. He's got a arm back. He's got the wrist wrapped up, trying to get it into an arm bar. Slater's flat on his stomach. Wagner's got him just pressed out. 1 minute.
1 minute to go, yeah.
Slater kind of comes up on his feet, and Nick throws in a half Nelson in a deep waist, and they kind of rotate around and go out of bounds. So fresh start for Slater, but Nick leading 6-3. If he gets away, he can just push him away, give him one, not two, and Nick's been
right.
Doing better on the feet.
Yep. Ooh, he sits in there. Sits out really quick, a good quick
switch there by Slater. Kind of caught Nick off balance, but now he's getting in. Coming back around and going over the body.
Stalemate.
40 seconds to go in the match. Slater hit a good whistle there. Nick's got to be ready.
Yeah, he did. Now this time he tries to stand up. Nick grabs that far ankle.
Kind of just presses down onto the middle of his back and breaks Slater back down. Slater is on his base. Nick's crawling up the body here trying to crowd him. He's got both legs wrapped up, and he's got Slater sitting in a little bit of trouble, but Slater's trying to come around, too. Now Slater gives that up. 15 seconds to go here in the third period. Nick's sitting over on the right-hand side. He lets Slater go. 6-4.
Just got to stay away from him. No warning or anything.
He does have a warning for Stalling, but
he does.
He can give him more than that, and it goes out of bounds, and time is up. Slater is going to get a point for Stalling. Doesn't matter. Nick Wagner wins it 6-5.
Yep. Oh, well, we have a section champ.
State champ.
State champ. Yeah. What a nice.
That makes a good end of the day here.
It sure does.
Oh, a little bit tired.
Oh, he was trying to cartwheel on a front flip, but he only got a half a front flip. he wrestled 6 minutes, so you can see that he ran out of energy.
Right. Yeah. he got up, put his hands in there, kind of started laughing. He's over there, and he's shot, but he had to work hard at that match. But, yeah, he pretty much controlled it the whole time.
Final score?
6-5. He ended up using every point he got, and they gave Slater a Stalling right at the end. It was 6-4, and so he was all right. And then that was right as the clock was running out, so he couldn't get another one. So he ends up winning that match 6-5, so... Are we going to send it back?
We'll send it back, and when we, for a commercial or two, we'll call or let Paul know when we'll be on, and we'll recap the 13 wrestlers that we covered in the area and topped off a highlight with the state championship.
Yeah.
How about that? Okay, we'll be back after this.
So Wearable Designs in Appleton offers a good inventory of apparel items, custom-made jewelry, belts, caps, blankets, bags, and much more. Home decor items as well. Check them out on Main Street, Appleton. Did you know you can create and share your own designs using their website? Go to SoWearableDesigns.com and be creative. So Wearable Designs, downtown Appleton.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Jim's Market in Canby is a big store in a small town. They're known for their friendly staff and a beautifully kept store at a great location. You'll love the fresh quality cuts of meat in their meat department. Their deliciously fresh produce department offers an incredible selection of the freshest fruits and vegetables around. Enjoy their donuts, muffins, cupcakes, and cakes baked fresh in their bakery department every day. Jim's Market Deli is sure to please with a variety of meats, cheeses, homemade deli salads, sandwiches, and a great selection of lunch and dinner items available. That's Jim's Market. They're right on North Highway 75, Canby.
When you're at Independent Oil Company in Canby, remember, they have a variety of snacks, beverages, bait, tackle, fuel, and propane tanks. And they serve lunch daily. Stop by for made-to-order Tico Tacos, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They also have a variety of warm soups, sandwiches, appetizers, and pizza available throughout the day. Check out Independent Oil Company's Facebook page for daily lunch specials.
Welcome back here to the Xcel Energy Center. Dick Dimmerwald with Danny Lee, and we're going to wrap up the 13 wrestlers that we covered here. We're going to start off in no particular order, but with a team and follow through that team and then go on to the next team. Minnesota had two entries in the state tournament. They had a number of threes that didn't either lost a true second match in the section or got third, and you know maybe things didn't go real well. But for the two that they put in, they gave it their all, and they're both sophomores. Yeah. At 107 pounds, was beating Manasuski. He ended with a 40-6 record as a sophomore. His parents are Dan and Dee. His first match he won by the score of 10-2 over Brody Hurst from Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Then he lost a match by fall at the 5:14 mark to Carlos Aikoa from Deer River. He came back in the consolation, winning 10-4 over Kason Clark from Fulton Murray County Central. He won 7-0 over Danny Salazar from Pelican Rapids. He lost for the right to go to third place to Tyler from Jackson County Central. That put him in the match for fifth place, but he lost by a technical foul, 16-0, to Christian Salzmar from Houston, Altura, Rushford Peterson. So he ended the tournament in sixth place, and 3-2 record on the days, and he ended with 46-9 for the season. So a great thing, and he's a sophomore. Yep. He's got two more years back.
Great experience.
The other participant for Minnesota was a sophomore also, Adam Dvomik. I know it's at least his second trip to the state last year and done. Tim and Kelly, and Tim has helped us in the past at the state tournament. I talked to him. He mentioned that two milestones that Adam got this year was getting first his 75th win and then his 100th win. And as a sophomore, that's a great accomplishment. He's over the 110 career wins, and he's got two more years to go. The first match that he had, he won By fall at 453 over Colton Wilson from Le Sueur Henderson. In the next round, he lost 5-2 to Brandon Burmeister from Pipestone, yeah. And maybe Burmeister might have been in the finals. I'm not sure. But then he lost again in the WrestleBacks, 8-4 to Carson Petrie from Waterville Elysian. So he went 1-2 on the day, 39-10 for the season, and he's got two more years to go. With Tim and Kelly, his folks, he's got over 100 wins.
And he's a sophomore.
And he's a sophomore, so he'll be a good leader his last 2 years. Secondly, Camby had five participants. I'm going to run through the participants in no particular order and save Nick Wagner for last of the Camby teams. At 139, Blake Geiser, a junior, Mike and Maggie are his folks. He won by fall in his first match down here at 504 over Zach Thompson. Didn't get a lot of these teams have an alphabet or abbreviations, and that one I couldn't find. But he won that match by fall. He lost then 12-5 to Jacob Joplin from Osakis, and then he lost in the second match to go to fifth or sixth to Nathan Totler from Aiken. He won 1-2 on the day. He's a junior. He'll be back. Mike and Maggie are his folks, and he'll be asked to do some leadership roles on the Camby team. At 285 for Camby, Gavin Noyes, a senior, Tom and Becky are his folks. He just helped the team a whole lot because sometimes he wrestled heavyweight, as he did in the tournament, individual tournament, but also sometimes in duels he wrestled at the 215 mark to help the team out. The first match he won 3-1 over Nick Becker. Eden Valley Watkins. And then he lost by fall at the 3:32 mark to Keegan Kubel from Waterville Elysian. He won by a pin at the 4:30 mark over John Rule from Boston Bagley. And then he lost 5-1 to Brandon Mugg from Royalton Upsala. So he did not get into the medal round or matches here. He ended his season with a 35-16 record, and unfortunately he's a senior, so he played a big role in the leadership of the team and helped the team out, and it did a great job, but he's going to be missed.
Gets to finish out going to the state tournament. Not much better than that.
That's right. At 127 is Eli Greenman. He's a junior. Mike and Tammy are his folks. In his first match, he won 2-6 over Luis Lopez from Medford. And then he won 15-10 wild match over
Ian Pericoa.
There you go. And once again, that's a hard name to pronounce, and the team that school that he represented, I didn't get. But he lost 8-4 to Zach Greenman from Mille Lacs, and he may have been the state champ. I know Mille Lacs had a couple in the finals, I believe.
He did.
He lost them 9-3 to Eli Greenwald. That was a tough match for Danny to cover with the Eli Greenman against Eli Greenwald from Staples Motley. And then he won 9-2 over Mo Erdman So he took fifth place with a 40-10 record, a junior, another one that will be the leader on next year's team. The next wrestler for Camby, Sam Dreets, a junior. John and Amy are his folks. His first match, he won 5-1 over Eli Cross. Second match, he lost 2-1 to Gravin Johnson from Kenyon Wanamingo. And he came back pretty strong, won 7-0 over Adam Rose from North Central area. And then the next match, he won 7-2 also to over Kenny Erickson from Aiken. And then took third place by winning 5-1 over Bailey Weichert from Frazee. So he took third place. He was 4-1 on the tournament, 35-10, and he'll be another leader on that Camby Lancer team next year. And then we're going to get to a state champion. How does that sound? How good does that sound?
Kind of the highlight of the tournament for our area.
Oh, for sure. At 189, Nick Wagner, a senior, finishing out, winning the last match of his high school career. And what a way to go out. Well, as a state champ, Matt and Carrie are his folks. He went 4-0 by winning four matches. 8-1 the first match over Jeremy Vlasic from West Central area. And then he won 6-5. Just a great match over Mark Mayer from Kimball area. He won by fall in the semis of him at 420 Carl's troop, and when he got that pin, he went and jumped on the coaches, just about knocked them over. He got 189 guys running to full tilt 10 yards.
Yeah.
I don't think they minded, though.
The coach caught him, but it knocked him back a couple times.
Yeah. And then in the finals, He was pretty much in control, getting takedowns in three periods. I think all his points were on takedowns, and then they gave up a stalling point and an illegal hold when he won 6-5 over Nick Slater from Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. 4-0, ended the season with a 44-6 record. He will really be missed as his leadership, and hopefully you'll come in the room and show the boys what a state championship can do. You're out of high school and not in good shape. Great job by the Camby Lancers. They brought the five people in, and they did a good job. And then finally, there were six United wrestlers, in no particular order, but Jack DeBeer, a senior, Mark and Melissa are his folks. He went one and done. He lost by fall at the 145 mark to Alex Bedstead from Plainview, Elgin, Millville. And I think he was taken out of bounds really hard. And Bedstead landed right on top of him, but his feet might have been inbounds. I'm sure it was. And
yeah, Zach was probably 10 feet outside the circle, but you take his body and Bedstead's body, Bedstead's feet were still inside the circle. So
I think he was surprised. I think in his own mind he thought maybe he was out of bounds. Or maybe because of the way they came down, the wind might have been knocked out of him or something, but he went one and done.
Yeah, then Bedstead lost his next match. So.
Yep. Ended his senior year with a 34-10 record, 90 and 65 career wins. So, and we got to always remember the job that he did in the section team tournament over Marshall, that he was number two to get the wins before the heavyweights.
Absolutely.
That sealed the deal there. Mm-hmm. Trailing by 11 points going into the last three matches. They talked as a threesome, and they said, I'll do my job, and then
Brady's going to finish it.
Brady's going to finish it, yes. So he's going to be missed. We interviewed him a little bit, too, and what a nice young man.
Yeah, and most of his wins, I mean, the 90 wins, he's a, you know, when he was a bigger kid when he was younger, so he piled up a lot of those losses early. So the last couple of years, he's had a couple of really good records. So
okay, Eli Olson at 107 pounds, first time at the state tournament. Jeremy and Steph are his folks. He's a sophomore. First match, he won a 9-2 over Rex Ashford from Caston Manorville. They may have met also in the duel the day before. Then he lost by a pin at the 5 mark to Logan Russ Snyder from Tito Grace. And the Russ Slider, Sam had somebody in the finals that I think maybe won. Probably a brother or a cousin, so kind of a wrestling family. Then he lost by fall at 4-0-2 to Jackson Stensrud from Mankato East. So he went 1-2 on the day. The end of the season with a 43-9. But what a spark plug to start the dual meet, to have him come out and 43-9, probably at least 35 of those matches he won, and he probably won by fall to get a strong boost.
He was a great spark plug for the team.
And last year he wrestled the lower weight. They changed the weight a little bit, but he had to drink water to get on. He ended his career right now with 59 wins and 12 losses. Those 12 losses, most of them were last year. So that's right. He's got two more years to watch, and it's going to be fun to watch him go.
Absolutely.
He's probably going to grow a little bit, but he'll certainly help out with the lead. And what a thrill to go as a sophomore in a big auditorium like this. Next, by no particular order, is Cameron Sathers, a sophomore. Kenny and Jamie are his folks. His first match, he won 8-2 over Dawson Schwab from South St. Paul. Then he lost 7-2 to Justin Job from Grand Rapids. He came back with in the first round of WrestleBacks, won by a pin over Cyrus Jones from Minneapolis Edison. He lost 7-3 to Jonah Corman from Caston Manorville, and ended the tournament 2 wins and 2 losses. Ended the season with a 42-11 record, and currently as a sophomore, it's got 126 career wins with only 33 losses. So he's got two more years to wrestle as a sophomore, and definitely will be a leader in that wrestling room.
Wow.
He's a three-sport athlete. He started football as a ninth grader as a defensive back, and great the football season, and he loves baseball too. But he's got the attitude, what as you might say, the sport, it's the one that's in season.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun to watch as well.
Exactly.
And then the two Gunnlaugson boys, starting with Ben. He's a sophomore. Sam and Jeannie, of course, are his folks, a wrestling family. He won his first match in overtime, 9-7, over Reed Grimm from Stuartville. And overtime was nothing new to Ben.
Did it about, just about exactly the way he did it in the section.
Yeah. but then he lost 7-2 to Cole Montrager from Mankato West. Unfortunately, then he won to Parker Belzer from Pequot Lakes, Pine River Backets. He probably didn't have the tournament that he wanted,
no.
But he went 1-2. He went for the season 40 wins and 13 losses. He got 110 career wins with only 13 losses. It'll be fun to watch him the next couple of years as well. Next will be his older brother at 139-pound weight class, a senior, Sam and Jeannie, his folks. He won his first match 10-0 over Cinco Berkius from South St. Paul. Then he won 5-3 over Troy Ballman from Howard Lake, Waverly, Winston. He lost then to Jack Nelson, who was ranked number one in the state and two-time state champion. 5-0 from Mound West Ponca. And Nelson got beat in the finals, but why the rest of these matches? It's tough to be undefeated and get a loss here, but he came back and he wrestled a great match. It was a very, very low scoring match. A 1-0 victory over Isaiah Fowler from Caledonia, Houston. And then he kept them going again in the third place match and won 2-1 over Ethan Sylvester from Totino Grace. He ended his season with just one loss, 53 wins, and get this, 196 unofficially, 196 career wins with just 33 wins, losses, and most of those was when he was a seventh grader and had to drink water to make weight.
Yep.
We remember seeing him as a seventh grader in the section tournament. He wrestled for a true second match, and he lost, and he pounded that fist on the mat like it'll never happen again.
We knew he was going to be a fun one to watch.
Oh, yes.
And he came back and took third in the tournament, so nothing to be ashamed of. That's fantastic. There's 100 kids that would take that spot.
A great career for himself, and boy, will he be missed. I know when we interviewed the seniors, we asked, sometimes the coaches give you a little pep talk or whatever, and then they leave the locker room or whatever, and it's up to the seniors or the captains to maybe add on to that pep talk. And he said Daniel was pretty vocal at times.
And when we were interviewing him over there after the section tournament, he is going to Chicago to a school up there that he's going to wrestle at.
And okay.
I was talking to some people, and that's a premier school. You got to be a top of your class to get into it. And he's a 4.0 student, I guess. And so, just a super kid. Had a great career. And he's going to take it into college.
Yep, and he won his last high school match.
Right.
Yep. He'll be missed.
Right.
And then finally, the anchor on the team in Brady Rohde, a senior, Tom and Amy are his folks. He won his first match 15-0 by a technical fault. For a heavyweight to get 15 points, that's pretty good.
It really moves.
Normally, if you got them on the back, you're gonna be done. But against Clayton Daniels from Grand Rapids, so Grand Rapids kids fight off their back. Then he won by fall at a pin at the 258 mark over Sam Winkles from Austin. Then he lost pin at 111 to Rogan Bender from Chisago Lakes in the finals. Bender did. And then he won by fall at a minute and 20 seconds over Carson
Schoenbauer
from Scott West. And then, which happens a lot of times for a third place match, you wrestled earlier. And that was Sam Winkles from Austin. This time, instead of pinning him, and you don't have to pin in the individual tournament, you just have to win. And he controlled the match and won 5-0. So he won his last match of his career. He ended up in fourth place. He ended up or third place, and he ended with 4-1 record at the state tournament, 47-6 record on the year, and unofficially, with that third place win, he reached the century mark with 100 career wins. We'll find out at the banquet if that was accurate or not. And only 28 losses. The rest of heavyweight, or the heaviest weight, your sophomore, junior, and senior year, having only 28 career wins is quite an achievement as well. And certainly going to miss his leadership and work and just a great anchor on the team.
Yep. Yeah, he was a great anchor for the team. We've talked about it a few times, but he told Parker and Zach, if you guys do your job, I will finish it.
Yep.
When we were wrestling in New London Spicer. When you hear that, that's just kind of neat. School kids say that. You know, that's pretty confident.
That's right. So, thoughts again, Danny, of the state tournament?
Yeah, kids wrestled good. I mean, you know, everybody's good down here. You don't get down to this state tournament. A few years ago when they went to the first three classes, there was some pretty poor records down here. They have really tightened that up, and man, a lot of these kids are built well. They can fly, and it was fun to watch. A little disappointed in our section 3AA only had two kids in the finals, and then section 3A had Nick Wagner, but he was a champ, and the two kids out of our section 3AA both took second. So it was okay. Christian Lincoln Christensen of Marshall and Dylan Lawaji. Dylan Lawaji was a former state champion, and he got beat. So
Lincoln,
it happens. But
Marthaler, you mean?
No, Dylan Lawaji.
But I think
Marthaler was.
I think you said Christensen.
Oh, it is Lincoln Christensen at 107.
Oh, okay.
Marthaler was okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, fun tournament, but getting it all wrapped up now.
Okay. Well, that does wrap it up. It ends it for another season, and we want to thank all the sponsors that make not only wrestling but all the activities possible.
Yeah.
Always mention when you go into the place of business, thank them for sponsoring high school sports, and also just a fun time for us to go down. It's quite an honor. It's quite a 3-day experience, but I'm glad we do it every year.
Yeah, it's fun.
Glad to see.
And it's the people you run into, you know, from all over. They see you're walking around your United shirt or whatever, or your hat on, and they start talking to you. I ran into people back at the hotel having breakfast. Never spoke to them before. We had great conversations, so pretty fun.
It's quite a family, the wrestling family, for
right.
sure. Nationwide. So, for Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman and Danny Lee. Good night, everyone.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Sowearable Designs, Larson Brothers Concrete, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Jenny O Turkey Store, Doug Service and Marine, State Bank of Taunton, Boris Crop Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, CCM Health, Madison Dental Clinic, Jim's Market in Canby, Western Crop Protection, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Apparel Co-op Oil Company. State Wrestling brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Appleton Area Health, Madison Bottling, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Therapy, Minneota Building Center. Other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Lock Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Fertile's Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFB Minneota. See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, March 1st through Monday, March 4th. In Theater 1, it's Bob Marley, One Love, rated PG-13. That's Bob Marley, One Love, in theater number 1. In theater 2 at the Grand, it's a comedy spy movie, Argyle, rated PG-13. That's Argyle in theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows level off around 43 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 60. Partly our night, lows level off around 30. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Monday and Tuesday, mid 40.